Well, let's start with Dr. Tony Bright, Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota. And where else, Tony?
Oh, Dakota Dunes, Spencer, Watertown, and Yankton.
Now, Jody usually has to say that.
That's
you did
right.
really well. Yeah. No script notes on that.
That's right. I almost forgot something.
I think you did really well. You know, we are towards the end of 2018, and we know a lot of things have happened. And one of the things we like to say is, please get your appointment scheduled in 2017. Might be a little late.
Too late for that. We are booked up till the end of the year, unfortunately, especially in our own surgery center.
So the best bet is if you need to do something like that, and maybe you want to do it before the sun starts beating down in April or May, maybe it'd be a good time to start making those appointments.
Yeah, it's always better to be on the ball and to get some. If you have a time or date that you need to have something done by, try to be making your appointment and planning for a couple months before you actually want to have surgery.
Let's talk about 2017, if you're okay with that this morning.
Sure.
Plastic Surgery Associates. We know the one thing that always jumps out at us is what you do with the breast in a lot of different areas. How about 2017?
2017, we've seen a lot of breast reductions and, of course, the cosmetic breast augmentations and mastopexies. We do a lot of that. But, you know, reductions seem to be growing. There is, a need for when the front starts hurting the back, we say, with back pain, neck pain, and bra strap pain, taking a really large pendulous breast and turning it into a smaller perky breast really does a great benefit for the patients. Some of our happiest patients are breast reduction patients, and we continue to see a lot of that.
How much difference does it make that we have the Midwest values? We don't go with what we see on both coasts. We're in the flyover zone,
right?
And we take things a little different.
No, I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm here, because I think the patients are more down to earth. They when they come in to request something, it's something that is compatible with their body type. Most of the time we don't have, so for breast augmentation, people usually choose a size of implant that fits their body. Most of the time there are women that have had kids and lost some volume and they just want it back. They're not asking for, you know, triple D and, you know, the Dolly Parton look, if you will. They're looking for just normal, a normal shape and a normal size.
Men, that's one of the things that we have talked about for 3 or 4 years, that men are now doing things to make sure they can advance in a career field. Do you see lots of men?
Yeah, we see a fair number, but, you know, there's the eyelid procedures and facial stuff that we do for men, but probably the number one thing is treating the chests, you know, gynecomastia, or, you know, man boobs, if you want to call it that, where people have just gain tissue there, and, you know, 1% of breast cancer does happen in men, so sometimes we forget about that. But gynecomastia surgery is, we do a lot of that.
Dr. Tony Bright, Plastic Surgery Associates, website, phone numbers, how people can reach you guys, even though it might be too late, 2017,
right,
for 2018.
Well, phone number is 605-335-3349, and the website is plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
Now, I was asking you about the cool sculpting, and you told me that you wanted to make sure that you had a firsthand understanding.
Yes, I did, and it's probably very appropriate for Thanksgiving, so you can go out and eat as much as you want and then come in and get it frozen off. But no, it's probably more
appropriate.
If you
can get an appointment.
Yeah, if you can get an appointment. But actually, we're doing okay there. We have someone that does specifically cool sculpting in our office now. We have not only one, but two cool sculpting machines. So we have the dual cool sculpt, which I think we're the only ones around that have that, plus all the new pieces and heads to do some of the specialty areas. But it's really interesting. It gives people another option if they want to try to slim around the waist or other areas without actually having, you know, invasive surgery. So that's one thing I have to give Cool Sculpt credit for, is that you can get results. They usually say at least a 25% improvement in every area you retreat, and that's with no downtime and no incisions and a really pretty minimal recovery. I did it myself just to see what it felt like. I'm not the best candidate for it, but...
And that's because You're not carrying extra poundage?
I'm not carrying a whole lot of extra weight. I play a lot
Quit
of tennis
looking
to
at
keep
me,
that.
Doc.
Tennis keeps it off me, but it's about a 30. I did one side on my flanks, and it was about a 30-minute treatment. I pretty much slept through most of it, and afterwards, I didn't see a lot of difference, honestly, because I didn't have much there, but I didn't have any pain either, and it was really pretty simple.
I know the first thing that Jody would talk about was skin. 12 months out of the year, she would be hammering us. Skin rejuvenation. Tell us why that should be important, even in November.
Well, the sun's still out there, and so you always need to still wear your sunscreen. And the nice thing about winter months is that we can do things like chemical peels and things that really make the skin look better, a lot of laser treatments, because you're usually inside and not out at the beach. Summer, it's a little harder to do some of the more significant skin rejuvenation things because we worry about hyperpigmentation and changes that, you know, getting a sunburn on top of a skin rejuvenation procedure can be bad. But the other thing with the skin that we have going on is we have mid-levels that are going to start seeing a lot more patients, so we can get people in earlier to look at those, you know, unsightly moles that they're not sure are cancer or not. So basic skin checks, and also give advice on what they can do to make their skin look better.
Consultations, pretty important if you are going to do a procedure. You need to know if you really need it and what you want to do with it. How do you guys handle that at Plastic Surgery Associates?
You know, well, basically you call ahead and get signed up with either me or Dr. Pat Miller, and we go through a consult, looking at your general health history and then trying to figure out what you want. Our biggest, what we try to do with our patients is develop a good rapport, so we know, so we can get a feel of what you really want and also tell you what we can accomplish for you and set your expectations for that appropriate procedure.
All right. Crystal ball time, 2018. What's going to be added? What's going to change? What should people seriously look at?
Well, for us, you know, we're seeing CoolSculpting grow. We see some mid-levels that are going to be helping us out more for the skin, you know, overall skin care. And, you know, our surgery center continues to do well. We have a surgery on-site surgery center that allows people to come in. It's more convenient. It's more cost-effective. Our infection rates are great, very low. And it's... really is a nice thing for us to give probably very specialized care to patients. It's a one-on-one. We don't have 20 patients that we're dealing with, just one person at a time. So I feel like we can take really good care of people that come in for surgery.
Dr. Tony Bright with his Plastic Surgery Associates. What I like about plastic surgery, folks, they're homegrown. And that has made a difference. You spent a little time in Des Moines, but I mean, you got a little tie to you and some other things that are pretty important. Why do you think that is important to the patients that come in?
Well, I think they can identify with probably me or Dr. Pat Miller a lot easier. You know, we grew up here. We know the people. We have lots of friends in the area. And you just have a feel for what, you know, people in this area want or expect. And that goes with if there's a bad result. I think we're good at dealing with people and saying, okay, how can we make this better for you? We stand by our work, and we work with people as much as we can to get the best results possible without overselling or trying to scam people like sometimes happens out there in this field.
Dr. Tony Bright, we appreciate you taking time. We think you need a little time for Thanksgiving. Enjoy.
Yeah.
No love handles, so you can do what you want to do. The rest of us have to kind of make it work. Dr. Tony Bright, Plastic Surgery Associates, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.